Dr. Jeff Thompson is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. He joins us on the line today. Dr. Thompson, thank you very much for joining us. An unfortunate incident happened last week, and it involved some things that, we kind of hoped that would never happen. But I guess as a general question first, after this incident, how's everybody's morale doing?
Well, certainly, as you mentioned, this is a situation that you never, ever want to happen. And fortunately, I will say that it unfolded in a way whereby everybody's safety, both students and staff, was intact, which was really good. But, you know, it is unnerving for sure, and it creates anxiety among our student population, their parents, and our staff, especially in the wake of the tragic situation in Tumbler Ridge not so long ago. So, you know, we're on more high alert now than we have been in recent years. The complacency piece certainly got shaken off there with that terrible incident happening so close to home. So I would say that staff and students and families, are probably still a little bit on edge regarding the incident. But what I would want to say about that is that we have protocols in place. We've had them in place for a long time around safety and the emergency response preparedness that served us well in this incident in this instance. And of course, this was we look at this as a fortunate circumstance in a bad situation, in that it ended well. It caused some grief and anxiety, but in the process now we've reflected on our practices. It's a great time to review the protocols, the decisions we made, how we made them, and how we can tighten up and improve in the future should a similar incident unfold that actually ends up being a real live, active situation. So just to make a couple of other points around that, so once we became aware at the time it was being labeled as a potentially threatening TikTok post. I can't get into the full details of this, of course, but that's out in the general public. In situations like this, our immediate response is to contact the authorities. So the RCMP gets contacted, they open a file, they immediately turn their attention to the matter, and then they make some decisions about the perceived or potential risk of the situation. And I want to emphasize as well that we work very closely with the legal authorities and in partnership with them and in partnership with our neighboring school division. So it's a collaborative effort all the way. And when schools were opened last Thursday, that should have been an indication to all parents and students and staff that things were safe, because we would never open schools and have buses mobilized to drop children off and require staff to report to a site that was dangerous. And I think this is the piece that elevated parents a bit more from the point of view of being stressed out, and perhaps students and some staff, in that the message that was floating around perhaps through various social media outlets was that this was an active situation. In one instance or a couple of instances, there was talks that the school was in lockdown mode, which wasn't the case. I think that might have been a misinterpretation, in that our front doors are locked once students are in. So people were thinking that this was, an elevated situation and it was high risk, and wondered why perhaps we were keeping schools open and rolling buses and picking students up. And the reason we were is that we had information that indicated that there was no imminent threat at that point in time. And so therefore, we took that to mean that the RCMP, with their expertise, had determined, had made some significant determinations that allowed them to share with our administrative team at the school level that there doesn't appear to be, or there isn't an imminent threat. So in the future, what we would hope is that our parents and students and staff would realize that if ever we have a similar situation, which we hope we never do, if there's no indication that schools are being closed and so on. Everybody can take to the bank that this is, there's no risk of any more, no more risk of threat to people's safety that morning than it was the previous morning or 2 weeks before. So that was a piece that certainly added layers of complexity to the matter. It's a complex matter anyway when you have to communicate broadly to various stakeholders and try to make sure that the communication is not, is not inflated or not underestimating the circumstance. And so that takes time. Anyway, in this instance, I think a number of people felt that it was still unsafe for all kinds of reasons. Some of it was people just feeling it was unsafe. Some of it was probably precipitated by comments through various outlets or social media platforms that were actually misinformed and were not accurate. But all of that said, I would want to say this as well. If students and parents feel unsafe, then that's really important to us because we want them to feel safe. And if we can't guarantee that safety because we don't really know what's playing out, then we would make decisions to keep children and staff away from the area where there's a perceived risk.
You've been talking about the feedback and communications from parents, staff, stakeholders that happened during the event. Have you received feedback and communication from everybody now that the incident is in the rearview mirror? And if so, how has it been?
So we obviously in the immediate aftermath of the situation or as it was unfolding, because people weren't fully informed as to what might be happening, there was obviously that sense of panic that had set in. And subsequent to that, we've had a few parents, not a lot, but a few parents who've reached out to say, hey, they want some further conversation about what are our safety protocols and what are we doing to help ensure student safety. And that's normal and expected in these circumstances. And so we reach back out to those parents to say, here's what we do. Here's our protocol. Here's what we require of schools and so on. Sometimes parents want to know details that we can't provide. And I understand why parents want to know those details, because having some of those details sometimes help give them the assurances that they need to ensure that their children are safe. But whenever these situations unfold, we protect the privacy and integrity of everybody in the situation. We're required to by law. And so we can never, ever get into detailed conversations with parents about consequences that might be laid out or issued for a particular student or group of students for the activities that they were engaged in. But parents need to be confident in knowing that whenever there are incidences like this or issues where students don't behave in a manner that's in line with the code of conduct that exists within schools, principals and staff always work with that situation to identify a series of consequences that will help ensure that students understand the seriousness of the decisions they make and the importance of them following the rules and regulations. So we have had some feedback, some further inquiries about the matter, and I'm sure there will be others in the days ahead. And as I mentioned, we're also tightening up some of our safety protocols subsequent to the tragic Tumbler Ridge situation. There was a province-wide initiative whereby school divisions were required to submit our safety plans to government officials, and there was some funding provided to school divisions to do some upgrades to standardize the processes in their schools around access technology, better managing access to schools and better managing locking schools down should there be an emergency situation. There's further work being done at the provincial level, as I understand it, to establish a minimum set of school security standards. Obviously, once those are released, we will look at our standards to see if we are fully compliant with the standards that get established. And if they're not, we will adjust accordingly. And if they are, we'll just carry on with our protocols that we have in place. So we feel we are in a good place with regard to this piece. But of course, you never know if there will be another issue or the nature and extent of the issue. So we have to remain vigilant, keeping our practices front and center. And sometimes, I'll just say this as well, that might mean a little bit of inconvenience for some of our parents sometimes moving forward. So, for example, if we move forward and keep all of our front door, all of our doors locked after students arrive in the morning, somebody might come to a door and it's locked, and then they'll have to be, buzz in, indicate who they are, what the purpose of the visit is, and then we let them in knowing, based on that information. So the days of just, walking on into a school and showing up maybe at your child's classroom door, they have been gone for a long time, and this latest incident that we've dealt with is a reminder that we need to remain vigilant. It's a set of practices and procedures that we that becomes routine that we hope we never ever have to use in a real life situation. So in that regard, last week in some ways was a bit of a dry run in that a matter unfolded. Certainly it was a serious matter. Very early on, the processes and procedures that are in place to deal with the matters were effective in foiling any possible attempt at having a violent series of activities unfold or a violent incident, and as such, we can all sit back and say that was great. This social media threat ended well from the point of view of nobody was injured or hurt, and so this will strengthen our resolve and our response, our response or ability to respond if there is ever another event in the future. Of course, Keith, we hope that there's no future event, but we always have to prepare as if there could be another one tomorrow or 6 weeks after today. That's how we have to proceed moving forward.
I really appreciate your time, sir. Dr. Jeff Thompson is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right.